AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The FBI announced today it's investigating the mass shooting at a Southern California office party as an act of terrorism.
FBI Director James Comey says the focus is on the shooters, Saeed Farouk and his wife, Tashfeen Malik.
So far, we have no indication that these killers are part of an organized larger group or form part of a cell.
Comey hopes some cell phones will explain why this all happened.
This is electronic evidence that these killers tried to destroy and tried to conceal from us.
The Islamic State Group affiliated news agency says the San Bernardino shooters were supporters, but it stopped short of claiming responsibility for the attack. Ed Donahue, Washington.
An attorney for the Farouk family says the public should not rush to judgment about alleged terror connections to that attack that left 14 people dead and 21 wounded, most of them co-workers of Farouk.
When someone goes crazy and commits an act that could totally be work-related, it doesn't make a statement on behalf of an entire religion.
David Chesley says Farouk was teased at work.
His co-workers has kind of made fun of him, for example, and his beard. He was a very isolated, introverted individual with really no friends that we could identify, like maybe one friend or no friends.
Texas stopped trying today to block Syrian refugees from resettling in the Lone Star State after suing the U.S. government over fears that new arrivals from the war-torn country could pose a security risk. Since the Paris attacks, at least 29 U.S. governors have vowed to keep them outside their state borders. Texas became the first state to take the federal government to court, but legal experts called it futile, saying states have no authority over resettlements. This is AP Radio News. Oscar-nominated actor Robert Loggia, who was best known for gravelly-voiced gangsters from Scarface to The Sopranos, succumbed today at his home in Los Angeles. He suffered for 5 years from Alzheimer's disease. He was 85. In October 1998, Loggia told the Associated Press he had come to terms with folks who thought he was really like the gangsters that he played on TV and in the movies.
You get confused with parts that you play. So my college education, that I'm articulate, that I'm intelligent, that I'm a family man, that I'm hopefully a good citizen and all of that, and that just gets thrown out. I'm a tough mafia guy. Well, so be it.
It was not as a gangster but as a seedy detective that Loggia received his only Academy Award nomination in 1985 as a supporting actor in the movie Jagged Edge. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.